Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Mekonomen Interim Report January-March 2016 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone keypad. Must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, 11th of May 2016. I would like now to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Per Hedblom. Please, sir, go ahead.
Thank you, and welcome to Mekonomen Interim Report January to March 2016. Presenting today will be our CEO, Magnus Johansson, and myself, Per Hedblom. I hand over to Magnus Johansson.
Good day, everyone. Let's immediately begin the presentation. Summary of the first quarter. We can conclude a fairly good underlying growth despite an Easter effect. An Easter effect, of course, very obvious with less days sales, but also we can conclude from the Mekonomen Group side that Easter, not only in number of days, but more or less is a week of sales, very clear in Norway. So we have said during the day that March, given the Easter days actually in the first quarter, not the second quarter, has had a quite obvious negative effect on total sales. Despite good underlying growth, the EBIT result compared to quarter one 2015 is lower. Main cause of low result is a weak EBIT in Mekonomen Sweden. We will come back to that. We can also note that the losses in Denmark, compared to how Denmark quarter by quarter last year were performing, is halved. Mainly driven by more cost-effective way of selling goods with actually better margins and continuing growing sales in Denmark day by day. Some overall figures from the first quarter. The absolute growth, the revenue, 3% up. EBIT margin, 2% EBITA margin, sorry, 2% down from 2015 first quarter, 20 million in less result. Follows on an EBIT margin down 1%, 21 million less of result, primarily as an effect of low result in Mekonomen Sweden. The underlying sales growth fairly strong, +9% in the quarter. Looking at the different units. MECA, compared to last year, affected by acquisition of Opus Equipment, not comparable to last year, and that Denmark last year was in quarter one, more or less not making any losses due to the fact that we were reorganizing the Danish business. So despite less days of sales and then quite obvious Easter effect and negative effect from the Norwegian krone, the results are more or less in line with last year. MECA has a solid development of results in quarter one. Mekonomen Sweden. 13 million SEK less than last quarter, sorry, than first quarter 2015. The underlying net sales plus 5% is not a bad development of sales, but the product mix that builds up these sales figures are unfavorable in the way that we had, as communicated previously, a strong start of the year selling products like batteries and other products driven by a cool effect in beginning of the year. These products have always had lower margin than an average ordinary product mix comparable to other months. What we also can see in Sweden, primarily in Sweden, is a strong sale of tires and other seasonal products in March, products that also have other margins and other types of earnings than we have coming from ordinary sales of spare parts. By that saying that the underlying net sales growth is to a fairly large extent driven by seasonal products. So the normal bread and butter sales are actually less than expected, and that is also what drives the negative net margin. Sweden is also under an organizational change that actually were to some extent prepared and finished from an organizational point of view by the end of 2015. First quarter 2016, the new way of working, the new methods have been implemented in the Swedish organization. That has not been without some problems to change this much of the way of working in a short period of time. Alongside with that, we have new retail sourcing system implemented in 30 of the local shops. And the combination of that have actually taken more time and actually let us have less time to penetrate and to be out in the market. And we can see now that we have a negative effect from expectations of sales in this unit during the period. To be a little bit more concrete about what the initiatives in Sweden are aiming for, we are aiming to work in a new way where we can find more time out of existing organization to actually visit and support our business-to-business primarily workshop customers. We have reorganized the way of working into 30 districts instead of having one local responsible in each shop. And this way of reorganizing the business is actually taking a little bit more time and is actually taking a little bit more effort to make that work. This field sales force that were in place beginning of 2016 is now more and more working as planned, and we can see and expect a stronger contribution from that new organization moving forward. A little bit of less activities from that field sales force than expected in first part of the quarter. The implementation of the new retail store system, we have now decided that we will not implement shop number 31 before we are safe and are confident that the new way of working is actually in place and not taking away time and focus from the customer. Locally, there's a strong aim that cooperate much closer with affiliate concept workshops. And the main goal and the main aim is to increase and secure that the customer that are actually experiences services in the workshops will have a much more controlled and better workshop experience over time than perhaps we can guarantee in every workshop today. So there's a really new way of working, taking care of the customer together on local basis than previous. But this change in Mekonomen Sweden has, from what we can see and what we can conclude, have taken away sales ability and negatively affected the result from Q1 2016. Mekonomen Norway, the effect of the weaker NOK, somewhere around 10%, should be added to the EBIT. As a lot of the other units, a negative gross margin, partly driven by the seasonal effects from the beginning of the year, but also from quite heavy campaigns on consumer sales in the second part of the quarter. The underlying net sales, plus 8%, is strong, and we are happy about that. But unfortunately, the margins out of these sales are not strong enough to support EBIT in line with last year. Sørensen og Balchen, stable development as usual. Weak NOK effect have been handled. Consumer sales are actually considered to be good, even though the underlying net sales is a little bit weaker than what we have normally experienced from Sørensen, but of course really obviously affected by the Easter effect. Per.
Thank you. And we do want to highlight the development of operating expenses in a quarter when we have a lower EBIT. And if you look at the combination of personnel and other costs, we do have an increase of 4% from Q1 2015 to Q1 2016, 599 to 624 million SEK. We want to underline that this is due to cost increase from additional units net of closures. The addition of OPUS equipment and our operation in Denmark make up the majority of these 32 million increase, and we also have some additional stores, some closures. The net 32 is the increase basically, and we have a cost saving program minus 4, and we have a net salary and cost inflation as well as lower marketing minus 2 and other minus 1. That's the bridge between Q1 2015 and Q1 2016. I want to highlight as well that this net salary and cost inflation and lower marketing, we have held back marketing during the first quarter 2016, which has, of course, impacted positively our cost position, specifically in the first quarter. Thank you, Magnus.
Looking at the market in total, new statistics for 2015 positively underlines increased total mileage driven in Sweden. We normally say that the number of mileage driven is more important than the number of cars actually being sold or in traffic, but of course, they are interconnected. We have an underlying positive trend in Sweden that can be translated to what we consider to be reason to believe that the market could be a little bit more positive than last year. Of course, this is looking at page 12, mainly driven as effect of unusually high sales of new cars. This is very positive looking over time for us. Normally, our strong position in the market begins from a car being three, 4 years of older. Actually right now, the market is being filled up with potential new business for the future. As a total right now, the expectations of a market a little bit stronger than last year is more connected to new cars than an overall very increased number of cars in the mid section of the age of a car life. Looking at market and growth positively, we can see that we have growth where we over time is expected to see growth, affiliated workshops, but also continuously in other workshops. A big part driven by new customer segments in Norway for MECA Norway, purchasing groups, business-to-business customer, but also in Mekonomen Sweden as an effect of utilizing better local availability of spare parts and ProMeister offerings. As usual, affiliated workshop growth is and has been so for a long time. There is MECA, the part of Mekonomen Group right now, whom are growing the strongest. Consumer sales somewhat weaker than we experienced during 2015, but of course, the Easter effect have been quite obvious also on the consumer sales. Distribution consumer groups as an effect of last slide. Other workshops are comparatively being not only the largest segment, but also growing a little bit more than the rest of our sales segments. Looking at stores, a position where the number of stores are stable. Some stores in Mekonomen Sweden, two closed down, but at the same time incorporating two previously independent Mekonomen stores in the group. Affiliated workshops coming from a strong period of growth in MECA workshops, stable situation during quarter one. Growth in Mekonomen, and that is Mekonomen Norway. Net number of workshops in Sweden are stable. ProMeister have had a strong positive development 2015, continue sales on high level up to close to 13% February and March. Focus 2016 to add more categories and more products to be able to continue to grow ProMeister sales as a share of total sale of spare parts. Really used by Mekonomen and Meka, and especially Mekonomen Sweden, to drive sales development in other workshops. Concluding what has happened in quarter one 2016, focus moving forward, growth is still our most important focus in 2016. We continue and have also seen in the figures that the best potential for growth is in our core businesses with or to business-to-business customers, primarily affiliated workshops. The new working methods in Mekonomen Sweden, with the aim of increase presence close to the customer, also in pure sales, is expected over time to have a positive effect on sales. We are struggling a little bit in the transition period right now, and have also taken some decisions to move forward with the change. Or the implementation of the store system a little bit with a little bit longer time period to be able to see that the new ways of working also have been implemented in a way that we actually can be more present, and perhaps as it was in Q1, not less present in part of the organization. We have, especially in Mekonomen Sweden, been a little bit less active in the market in respect to marketing in and offerings to come to the workshops to make services and stuff like that. We will invest more money trying to get even more customers into our affiliated workshops that will generate sales of the bread and butter product mix that where we have our traditional business and the margins we have been able to present historically. We will continue to cost efficiently increase sales in Denmark and sell of the right product mix, which we have seen a fairly good effect of in quarter one, not saying that we are to any extent happy with minus 5 million in result. And there is a continuous positive development of the projects, not implemented, but with the projects to finalize the platforms for e-commerce, business-to-business, business-to-consumer. Interesting. Mekonomen are with a frequency of normally once a year, making a consumer inquiry about how consumers look at the business and certain aspect of our branch. We can conclude once again that even though there is EU directives and legislation clearly pointing out that the new car warranty applies when you serve your car at an independent workshop. As many as two-thirds of the population still are either not sure or are actually pointing out that this warranties will not apply if you serve the car at an independent workshop, meaning that the potential actually for increasing the independent part of the market by giving the car owners the right information when they make their decisions where to serve a fairly new car, that will also be a vital part of the marketing communication in Q2 and moving forward. Now when we have this much of new cars entering the market, this is clearly a way of getting this car faster in our workshops and our colleagues on the independent side if consumers are not misinformed about what is actually the rules connected to warranties. Not putting that much time today on the strategic focus areas, more concluding that the central warehouse project are moving along as planned, and we are right now preparing before end of quarter two to finalize contracts both on the construction side and on the automation side. We are in line with our previous communicated time plans. Example of a little bit larger business initiatives that will drive growth moving forward. Mekonomen has signed a fairly large fleet agreement as a spare parts supplier to LKAB, a mining company in northern parts of Sweden. Estimated value of that agreement is 20 million-30 million SEK. Heavy vehicles, as communicated previously, have started up. Sales to Nobina are already being initiated and are actually a part of business today. In Norway, we will have a new segment moving forward of sales of oils to industrial customers. As customers and sales that we didn't have historically, a totally new customer group for that segment of products. A little bit more coming out of the customer survey. Quite obvious still, price more of a hygiene factor. Still, what determines where you leave your car when the service lamp begins to be visible in your car. The first you think about is, whom did I go to the last time, and were I happy with the service and the customer orientation that I received? That really points out the need of a very good customer experience each and every time visiting one of our affiliated workshops. We are really focusing a lot and putting a lot of resources to make sure that all our affiliated workshops out there are aware of what the customer demands and our promises under the different brands are. Moving to the next slide. On the other side, we can conclude that actually the industry as a total get fairly good grades. I would say almost surprisingly good grades. There have been somewhat a rumor that this industry has not been able to a large extent to service the customer as expected. We can, out of this survey, conclude that this is actually not the right conclusions. To the trust issue, page 26. Almost 80% of the customer say that they trust their workshop. I must say that that is a fairly good starting point communicating to the customer. Per, going into the details of the result.
Thank you, Magnus. Going to page 28, earnings trend. We talked a lot about the underlying growth, revenue growth, so forth. I want to underline that we have a 3% increase in revenue. That includes 28 million, which we have from Obus Equipment, which was acquired, but also includes 19 million, which we had in sales from Denmark. However, we also have currency effects from weaker NOK, quite significant weaker NOK actually. That has negative effect of 57. All in all, and if you look at the net of new and discontinued stores, we have a comparable unit increase of 4%, and that's how that's in local currency terms. I think that's a good way of looking at our sales increase during the quarter from compared to quarter last year. Moving on to the quarter data, page 29. We do have a lower EBIT than first quarter last year. If you look at profit after net financial items, I want to remind everyone here that we communicated that we had one-off effects of +7 million SEK in the first quarter of 2015. Now we have -1-off effects, meaning that 8 million of the discrepancy, the deviation, can be explained by one-off effects regarding profit of net financial items. The tax rate has been impacted by the taxes have been impacted by lower Norwegian tax rate with a positive effect on our net income of 2 million SEK for the quarter. Regarding the cash flow, page 30, we do have an increased cash flow from operating activities. That is thanks to the fact that we do not, in the first quarter of 2016, have a large negative outflow from the discontinued operation in Denmark, the Danish stores. We have -3 compared to -84 first quarter 2015. That is basically a positive effect. We go from -47 January to March 2015 to +30 million SEK in cash flow from operating activities in the first quarter of this year. We have increased our investing activities somewhat. It's 26 million SEK now, and we have rolling 12 months -153 in cash flow from investing activities. We do build infrastructure going forward, so that's an increase from previous year's levels. I want to underline as well that cash flow from operating activities rolling 12 months is 516. Going to income statement, without elaborating more on the details of income statement, I want to talk about the gross margin, declining from 55.5% to 54.2% compared to last year, 1.3% decrease over the year. That is very much due to the product mix effect, which we have talked about. Certain items selling in large quantities in the beginning of the quarter. We also had increased sales of tires, for example. That has impacted Mekonomen Sweden, but also the group in total. Other factors affecting the gross margin negatively is MECA sales to large customers with better terms, and Mekonomen Norway's campaign, consumer campaign during the quarter. Furthermore, we have the effect we always have, that an increase in sales to affiliated workshops give a negative impact on the gross margin due to the fact that these workshops are larger than have some sort of better terms. We have also had this effect, and that impacts us as well. Regarding the product mix effect, we have said that a large part of this is due to seasonal effects. We do have a mix of large part of seasonal effects affecting the gross margin negatively and some structural effects. The balance sheet, we have, I want to point page 32, point out that we have lowered our inventories. Our goods for resale, it's now 1,202 million SEK. That as well is to some extent an effect of selling out inventories in Denmark. We have a net debt of 1,624 million SEK in Q1 2016, net debt EBITDA of 2.13. That's all I had for now. Thank you, Magnus.
Let's open up for questions as usual.
Okay, thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait your name to be announced. Once again, it's star and one if you wish to ask a question. Okay, your first question comes from the line of Robin Santavirta. Please, your line is open.
Hi, it's Robin from Handelsbanken Helsinki here. A couple of questions from me, please. First of all, regarding the fixed costs or OpEx growth. Now, again, in line with the most quarters or the past couple years, your fixed costs or OpEx is growing faster than your sales growth. You actually mentioned that you are now spending less in marketing perhaps than you would like and less compared to last year. Now, what is driving those fixed costs up? Because according to my calculations, they're growing by 8% year-on-year in local currency. Now, I know that Opus is sort of pushing up costs a bit, but the store network is unchanged. Could you comment on this and also on the outlook? Because if you now sort of start to market a bit more, then should we expect local currency OpEx growth to exceed 10% going forward?
When you talk about local currency, first and foremost, look at SEK increase. Yes, we do have, as I mentioned, increased costs for Opus and Denmark. If you look at relationship to sales, we do have increased sales for these as well, but not contributing enough to our profitability. Of course, we get a negative total effect if you look at relationship revenue versus costs due to Denmark and Opus. That's one thing. I also want to underline that we have worked in Mekonomen Sweden with our reorganization. We're not talking here about one-off effects. We took these in the fourth quarter, but generally, we have invested more resources into sales. We have spent more money into getting in front of the customers. That has not given the effects which we had planned in Mekonomen Sweden. That also drags down operational leverage during this quarter. Looking at Mekonomen Norway, we talk about this consumer campaign. Well, we have had to, during the last quarters, we've had to work quite hard to increase sales. That has been a fact this quarter as well, in addition to extra spend in Mekonomen Sweden, negative effects on Denmark and Opus Equipment. Yes, we do have the type of operational leverage effects from previous quarters plus some more, I would say. Does that answer your question, or should I elaborate more?
No. Yes. I was just wondering about going forward now. Should we expect sort of the OpEx growth to accelerate a bit, or is this sort of growth rate something that is a good guideline going forward?
Yeah, we haven't communicated. I can say we have not communicated any cost saving, specific cost saving large programs. We have not communicated what Denmark will deliver. So one can have a forecast of what Denmark will deliver in second quarter, of course. Opus, I mean, we communicated when we acquired Opus that they had a lower EBITDA margin than the rest of our business. So even if, I mean, of course, you want them to be profitable. That's why we acquired them. But Opus as a business does not have the same margin as the Mekonomen Group in total. And as Magnus mentioned, the work to get leverage, I would say, from our organizational change in Sweden will take some time. And if you look at going forward, you can sort of summarize these effects regarding your view on operational leverage.
Good. Thanks. Then regarding the market, it seems as, in a way, it seems as the market is growing quite well. Also looking at Bilia's number and looking at your headline figure, the growth is actually quite robust. But then diving a bit deeper, it seems as actually sort of tire sales perhaps was driving a bit growth in Q1. And the bread and butter products, as you put it, sales there isn't perhaps that good. What is going on with the sort of bread and butter products? Are you losing market share there, or is the market weaker in those sort of normal or high margin products? Or could you comment on this so that we get an idea about the outlook?
Let us divide the question. If I talk about the market in general, just to remind everyone, we don't have exact figures on the market. These are anecdotal input which we get. We have noted some competitor figures, of course. But how shall I put it? We have not, in this quarter, seen a weaker market in over the quarter as a total. If that had been the case, we would have communicated our opinion on that. So we have not, we cannot say that the market has become weaker, really. Magnus, do you want to comment on?
I think looking at the Meka businesses, a solid performance. If you deduct the Easter effect, and not only the days, but also I think that in general, the time around Easter were weaker than we expected. I think that performance is according to expectations, and nothing that would in any way conclude that there were a different market to work on. I think Sørensen also in the perspective that we have been somewhat concerned about the Norwegian overall economy, should that affect our business, but we have fairly strong sales on the consumer side, which we think would be the part of the Sørensen business that would actually be affected if there were any macro effects on the Norwegian market. Once again, saying that in Norway, the Easter effect has actually been bigger than we expected. Mekonomen Norway,
still a strong sales, especially to workshops actually, and not being so successful in their aim to drive consumer sales with campaigns. That probably costed a little bit more than we actually gained from it. Coming up to Sweden, where Sweden is more an effect of the changes we are making into the Mekonomen Sweden organization to build strength and sales and marketability for the future. Probably concluding that during the period we might have lost some sales given the fact that we have been tied up in changing our way of working and our organization. So I think that there is still the kind of market we are saying that is out there and that we have seen last part of 2015. But Mekonomen Sweden, a little bit less bread and butter sales is actually an effect of our own ambitions to prepare the organization and the way of working for the future.
Okay, good, thanks. And final question from me. Could you give some or provide some concrete examples of the new way of working in Sweden and the new retail store system that you are rolling out?
The new way of working is actually reorganizing the organization to have 30 districts where you have one person in charge of coordinating efforts against local business-to-business partners and local workshops. And the whole idea is to get people out of the shops, to be quite simple in language, to be more be organized and having a way of working and system supporting for growth in business to business workshops, independent or our own, where we previously in Mekonomen and were more organized, a little bit more organized as a retail chain. And the way also of getting more sales time is also to implement these systems like the store system, because that will over time make the administrative work and actually supporting doing business in a better way. But when we have made these changes to in some places at the same time, that have created change management process that has probably been a little bit more demanding than we expected. And the field sales force is probably the most obvious change now and then. Mekonomen Sweden didn't have any independent sales force seeking up the customer. Everything started from the local shop, where you visited the independent workshops when you had spare time from actually running your local shop. Now we have dedicated and specially trained people just to do the job actually of visiting independent customers and trying to do as much business as possible.
I understand. Good. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you. There are no further questions at this time.
Okay, no further questions. That means that from Per and my side, we thank you all for listening in and for the questions we receive. Hope that alongside with the information given that have clarified the situation, and looking forward to meet you all again presenting Q2 report. So thank you everyone for today.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.